You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule. Let's be respectful. You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. Goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule. And that's be respectful.
I'll ask next week, man.
No doubt, no doubt, man. And definitely shout out to the family, liberationmindedmedia.net. That is Black Eyes Stan, Do the Knowledge Radio, The Rundown with Renee, and My Skin Is My Sin. Oh, and don't forget to share the show, man. If you check it out today, or if you check it out next week, or if you check it out in 1,000 years, and if you are that motherfucker that digs us up in 1,000 years, you are the most phenomenal individual to ever walk the galaxy for digging up this greatness and still share our shit, man. Shout out to you. Don't forget to check out the websites, mbrochelle.com, designsbymonet.com, and myskinismysin.net.
Shovel will get a shadow. All of my pain come from the heavens, and all of my blessings come from the devil. Say I'm keeping them rocking like heavy metal. I come from the bottom, they call it ghetto. I'm off in them sewers like Donatello, but I look at the game like I'm Othello. Yeah, I put that dope in your vein. I put that hope in your brain. I keep it dope when I came. I've been exposing the lane. Say my time finally came. Every grinder gon' fall off. Every hustler gon' take a loss. They get right back up and shake it off. Then they run it back up and be taking off. Yeah, brand new grind this year. Got a brand new mind this year. Till I miss my time this year. Fuck nigga, can't stop my shine this year. Hey, producer got the coke in the kitchen. Come through with that soda, then I whip it. Time to hit the road to the strip it. Know you got that wrist when they can feel it. How to feel off, got it right back. Self made boss, they don't like that. And I got my own style, this is real rap. Everything on guard, they gon' feel that. Too much sauce, all of this drip ain't no wiping it off. Haters to see, they don't like it at all. They come with that smoke, I'm inhaling it all. Won't call, I'm from them huff rides. Blood of a chief, I grew up violent. The blood on my feet, it ain't just honor. It's the blood from the people that won't sign it. Keep your ears to the streets, you gon' know by me. Every gangster you meet, they gon' co-sign. That's the second they heard kind of sun rhyme. Never felt so much truth within one line.
Ain't no question who been going the hardest. Ain't no question who been fighting charges. Ain't no question who been living lawless. Why you asking questions? You informant. Dead on my session in my corner. Liquor drinking, reeking marijuana. Young ain't want a job, but they don't want him. He can't read or write, but keep it on him. Lost money.
Left me, left
came
me.
Right back, lined out, right back, right back. No time out, right back, right back. And I grind out, got it right back, right. Can't stop me, you don't like that.
Lost money,
got it back, lost car, got him back, lost honey, got him back, got him back. Left me, left came right back, lined out, right back, right back. No time out, right back, right back. And I grind out, got it right back, right. Can't stop me, you don't like that.
Who been living lawless? Why you asking questions? You informant. Dead on my session in my corner. Liquor drinking, reeking marijuana. Young ain't want a job, but they don't want him. He can't read or write, but keep it on him.
This is Jobs, and you are tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful, you know. And we will make sure that we will make sure we promote you and try to increase your visibility. And first off, let me welcome this King Camp Cleveland to the family, bruh. Like, if you do not know who this young man is, he has traveled the globe, hit every continent, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe except two. Been to 60 countries and growing. Y'all got to step your game up, man. Stop limiting yourself. Let me get the brother in on the line, man, before I go on a whole ass rant. What's good, King?
What's up, now? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Thank you for having me on, man. I truly appreciate you.
Come on, bro. You already know, man. We talked about that, man. You ain't got to do that.
Right, right. Most of them.
How's life, though?
Life is good, man. Life is good. Just trying to enjoy it, man. With so much chaos going on, you know, you never know when it might be your last. So you got to enjoy life. Got to treat yourself.
That's a fact. What is treating yourself to Camp Cleveland?
Man, seeing the world, see what the world have to offer. You know, a lot of people, you know, we very prideful. We represent where we from. But it's okay to, you know, venture out. You always, you know, come back. Cleveland ain't going nowhere. You know, you'll learn a lot about yourself and a lot about the world, you know, because people do things differently. They have different cultures, different customs, different foods, you know, different ways of life.
And see, man, the fucked up part about it, bro, is like when I moved to Cleveland, that's the biggest thing that I noticed was that most dudes here, they don't even go to the west side, let alone leave
not at
the
all.
City. That's just a horrible mindset. And that's why I reached out to you, because I want to try to change that. Niggas need to see that you can actually leave your block and still make it. You know, well, let me ask you this. The first place you went and how did you pay for it?
The first place I went, you talking about the first time I went out the country?
Yep.
Okay. The first time I went out the country, I had went to Amsterdam. I went to Netherlands, the country is called the Netherlands, but most people know the city Amsterdam, and you know, Amsterdam, they got a reputation because weed is illegal there. Prostitution is legal there. They got the red light district. But that's just a small part of it. You know what I'm saying? That's not the everyday life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of tourists come for that purpose. But, I mean, as far as paying for it, man, I had to get my grind on. You know, I had a job. I saved up my money, and then I started investing in, like, real estate. So I would buy houses and fix them up, then rent them out. So while I'm outside the country, I can still get my income. You know, the tenants, they can put the money in the bank. But, you know, traveling, it's not that expensive, you know, whichever way you got to do it. If you got to work for it, or you got a business, or, you know.
Okay. And Amsterdam, yeah, I think that might have that's definitely a place I'd want to go, man. You already know, man, I'm scared of flying, though, so.
Oh, yeah, Amsterdam is real cool. It's laid back, low crime rate, you know what I'm saying? The people, they pretty friendly for the most part. I've been there about 5 or 6 times. I got a lot of friends out there, people I consider family, because I was visiting somebody that I knew there. So, you know, I had an advantage. So that's why I chose there. You know, they had invited me out, and I stayed with them. You know, they treated me like family. They was cooking for me and showing me around, you know, the ins and outs.
Ooh, what's the food like in Amsterdam, though?
Well, the actual indigenous food is like European food, but Amsterdam is like a hub for a lot of different cultures. Like in that actual city, it's a lot of Africans, a lot of people from the Caribbean, a lot of people from South America. So you can get, you know what I'm saying, a variety of food. You know.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna eat pretty good out there.
Yeah, they're going to have to knock me out and put me on a plane one day. That would be pretty dope to wake up and see, you know.
But, man, I was scared to fly on my first flight. I just started flying, really, in the last 10 years. I used to be terrified of flying.
So you've done all this in 10 years?
Yeah, probably less than 10 years. I got my passport in 2010. That was the first time I got my passport, so like 9 years, really.
So what is that? I'm trying to do my math. You know, I'm old, man. But what is 9 times 5 is what? 45. So 9 times 6 is 54. Wow, that's a lot of. I don't even know why I did that, bro. I was trying to figure out how many places you've been a year, and just embarrassed myself.
Right. No, I feel you. No, you're about right. I've been to about 60 countries, but. The thing is this, like I said, a lot of countries I've been, some countries I've been to several times, and some countries I might only had a layover there. I might have been only there for a couple hours, so it would depend. So I probably could have went to more countries, but if I go somewhere and I have a good time, I definitely, you know what I'm saying, make a point to come back.
Okay, what's the one spot that you your favorite spot that you've been to?
Man, it's hard to pick one out of 60. Amsterdam is dope. It's probably like in the top 10, top 5. But my favorite place, my favorite continent is Africa for sure. I like Cape Verde, Cabo Verde. It's a group of islands off the west coast of Africa. You know, it's a low crime rate, low cost of living. The people real friendly. It's laid back. It's not too busy. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably one of my favorite places that I would choose to live or relax or, you know, spend a lot of time. But South Africa is dope, you know, that's far as like having fun and going out and kicking it and having more things to do. You know, if you want to do something every day, you know, it's a lot more to do. You go to Cape Town, you go to Johannesburg, you know, you can see the wildlife, you can see the big five, the lions, the elephants, you can go to the beach. You know, there's so much to offer. Then they have a real deep history. You know, you can go see the Zulu Nation. You can learn about Nelson Mandela. So that's one of my favorite places. Brazil is dope. Brazil is real fun. Good music, good food, beautiful people. I went to school out there for a while.
Wow,
some of my favorite places. Yeah, I was studying abroad out there. I did a short-term semester. I was living with a Brazilian family, and I was going to a university out there.
Excuse me. Wow. Like, bruh, that, are you serious? So when is the book coming? Like, just off of that alone. I ain't even got
you said
to the
when
back
is the
part.
Work I'm in?
When is
you
the
said
book
when
coming?
Is the what? Oh, the book, man. I'm working on the book right now, but it's not about my life. But I want to do that. I've been working on this book for the last 5 years. I'm writing a book about my mom's brother. He's from Cleveland. He was a revolutionary. And he was kind of living a double life because he was a teenager, but in the streets, in the community, a lot of people looked at him or assumed that he was an adult. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's dope. We need to hear your story, too, outside of this. You know, we need to make it more interesting.
Right.
Some interesting shit, bro. You know, like, give me the worst experience you had.
Traveling abroad?
Yeah.
To be honest, the worst experience I ever had is when I come back here. You know, when I enter into America, the TSA and the what they call it, Homeland Security, man, they treat you like shit, straight up. You know, especially if you're black, because they looking at it like, well, how do you get to travel? You know, instead of them just inquiring or asking, they come at you like you're doing something illegal, you know what I'm saying? So they harass you. And they like police, so you only can say so much or do so much, you know what I'm saying? Like, the police pull you over, even if you 1,000% right, you got to be in a situation where you like, I don't know, you know, what's going to happen next. But as far as being outside of the United States, maybe the worst thing that happened to me, they lost my luggage. An airline lost my luggage. But they ended up, you know, reimbursing me and paying me. It was an inconvenience. But that's about it. You know, I never had nothing violent or never, you know what I'm saying, nobody attacked me or called me on my name or nothing, you know.
My God, bro, you got the, like, a halo over you or something, man. I'm sitting up here complaining that everything go wrong.
All right. I mean, but a lot of countries is a lot safer. Every year they do a peaceful index and they rank the countries as far as countries that's involved in, you know, like the United Nations. They rank them from the most peaceful to the least peaceful. So the United States is like at 125. So you got 125 countries you could go to that's going to have less murders, less rapes, less mass shootings, less terrorism, less crime. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, Canada got to be safer than here to keep it a stat.
Oh, yeah, Canada, definitely. Canada, like, in the top 10.
And they keep their shit clean, too, man. Like, even the fucked up areas don't look like fucked up areas.
Right. No, it ain't like this. I mean, but it's similar. You know, it's not as much as a culture shock, but it's a better version, like a cleaner version. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot safer.
Yeah.
You deal with a lot less racism, man.
And niggas nicer. You know?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Let's be honest.
Definitely.
Like, we mean in the United States, and we don't realize it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know? We some assholes.
Americans. Right, definitely, man. Americans have a reputation for being arrogant, thinking they know everything. So I try not to display that. I try to listen more and learn more and understand, you know, different people's culture instead of trying to dictate to them, you know, dictate to the world how they should live and how they should do things.
And see, that therein lies my problem, because I have a real inability to kind of hide my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say you're in a particular country and their custom is to eat a particular food. It just tastes disgusting.
Right, right.
You know, I can't hide that, you know, and I would not want to offend them unintentionally.
Right, right.
You know, but like, how would you handle that? Like, have you been in that type of situation?
Oh yeah, all the time. It's like, you know, like they say, when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. That's the way that I do it. I'm not saying everybody have to do that. For the most part, one of the best parts of traveling is the food. You're gonna go to different, like, say you go to Brazil or you go to Ethiopia. You're gonna eat food that you ain't never had in your life, and they're gonna taste so good. And the way they prepare it, you know, and it might be something normal like chicken, lamb, beef, but the way they prepare it or season it or cook it or whatever, you only gonna be able to experience that there in that place. But then sometimes you might go to a certain country and you be like, man, everything I ate is nasty. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in somebody's house, you kind of on the spot. I've been in that position. People will cook for you, and you might not like their cooking, but I go ahead and eat it. You know, that's just the type of person I am. You know, I just eat it, and, you know. But you got to be careful, because if you say, like, yeah, I like it, then they be like, have some more. So you got to just be like, well, you know, I'm cool. You know, you don't want to.
I appreciate it, and thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Like, I can't eat the whole thing, though, bro. Like, you're a much better person than I am. You know,
I
don't know what I would do in that scenario. Like, do they eat like we all know about the regular foods, but like,
mm-hmm.
Do people eat like, I know they eat whale. Do they eat like elephant? I never heard anything like that. Like, is that a thing? You know, like other animals that we typically don't hear of. Like, I heard a snake. I'm trying to think of what's like the most, I don't want to call it exotic because I don't want to offend anybody, but the most unusual food you eat.
Well, I try to stick to the basics as far as what I order or what I, you know, what I can control. I haven't mm-hmm. really ate anything outside of like chicken, beef, like I say, lamb, stuff like that. But I'll probably say Asia, they're a little more diverse in what they eat, certain insects and certain types of animals, where I haven't really tried it, but you hear things, you know, so I haven't experimented on that level yet. But it's so much of a variety where you could, like I say, you could stick to chicken and, you know, fish, and you can still, they may have a different type of fish or a different type of, you know.
Okay, I gotta ask, bro.
Pretty good.
So we talking about cats and dogs, right? Like, I don't have a problem
uh-huh.
with that. Most people get creeped out about that shit, but people get creeped out about us eating cows too. You know,
definitely.
It just depends on where you at on the planet. But it mm-hmm. really would just be like I have two dogs. That would be painful to like be walking through like the market and see some dogs hanging up for sale.
Right. I haven't experienced that, but I've heard that, and I never inquired about it because I knew I wasn't gonna try it anyway. Like, I've been to Hong Kong, the Philippines, Taiwan, Thailand. I when I go to the restaurant, I try to be clear about, you know, what I want to eat, and you have to do that as well. You know, let them know. But I haven't seen it. You know, I haven't seen anybody cutting up a dog or being served dog, you know. But I've heard it, definitely.
So
even
are
here,
you might,
they may do it here.
They might, to be quite honest.
Because you hear about it, you know what I'm saying?
You hear
they
about
might
it.
Do it here. But they just say it's chicken, or they say it's something else.
Well, at this point, we kind of hooked.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a restaurant, they'd be like, yes, they own the news. They've been serving dog, and somebody will still go back to that joint.
Yeah, man.
It is what it is. Yeah. But are, so are you out there, like, you know how when you see, like, pictures of people, you know, on the other side of the world? And I know I sound so ignorant, but I've never been anywhere. But I see these, like, old-ass bridges and these, you know, this one walking lane on the side of a mountain type of bridge. Are you doing that type of shit, or are you just pretty much, like, I'm a chill in the city?
It depends on the country. For the most part, I really try to go, you know, where the majority of the people is at, and that's in the city. So if I'm in Brazil, like, say Brazil, for example, they got an Amazon rainforest, they got remote parts. You know, some people like to go hiking and cutting through trails. So by me being there for a whole semester, I did that like once. I did that like one time, did a little hiking, and after that, I was going to clubs and going to, you know, fucking hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Kicking it. You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't for
you
me.
You kind of like, fuck that, man. I'm about to go hit this spot. I'm good on this.
Yeah. I go to the hoods out there. You know what I'm saying? I went to a couple favelas. You know what I'm saying? It was all good, you know?
I would love that. That's somewhere I would love to go. Like, really, that would be like probably top five places. Like, if you just gave me a ticket, Brazil would be one of them. Definitely to see the pyramids, man. Like, I've that's something I've always wanted to do, is just see the pyramids in person.
Yeah, that's a great experience. I would recommend that for every black person. You know, if you get the opportunity, it's definitely worth going over there to check that out, because you hear a lot of things, but once you go there, you can solidify the information. When you see the black people with the braids and the afros and the dark skin on the walls for yourself, then it's like you don't even want to, you know, people have debates and argue about it. Like, I used to do that, but once I went, man, I was like, I don't even want to talk. I know it's real, you know?
You know what's crazy, man? I don't know if it was the last year or the year before, we had this guy come on the show and tell us that the pyramids wasn't really made there. They was made, I want to say this nigga said they was made here and somehow transported over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that show was...
And that's the thing about traveling, too, because we get a lot of misinformation about different things, but when you're able to get on the ground and go to the source, you can get a look, you know, not necessarily meaning you know more about that subject than somebody that hasn't went, but you know what I'm saying? You can get to the bottom of things better. You know, when you go see all of the gigantic monuments, because they don't have one pyramid over there. They got dozens and dozens and dozens of pyramids. So they could, ain't no way they could have transported all of those. The Red Pyramid, the Black Pyramid, the Ben Pyramid, the Step Pyramid, the Pyramids of Giza. You know, the list goes on. So they ain't transported all of that, man.
Wow, that's dope. That ain't happening. Like, I didn't even agree with that dude. And oh my goodness, man, it just brought back some. That was a bad show, man. He had all type of super, not just conspiracy theories, bro, but he had like extremely super conspiracy theories.
Like, right.
Yeah, man. Like, he took that shit to a whole, and he got a nice following, man. That's the crazy part. It's like there are a lot of people out there, man, that's in search of a lie.
Right. Because when you're not knowledgeable or you're not experienced, it's easier for people to run stuff on you. You know what I'm saying? Where if you've been to Egypt four or five times, you're going to less likely to believe something like that. Or you'd be like, oh, the pyramids were built by aliens or anything. You have to scratch your head and say, man, maybe if you don't really know. But then, you know, it's just sad.
Did you go inside one of them?
Say that again.
Did you go inside one of them?
Oh, definitely, man. I've been inside several pyramids. I take groups to Egypt, and I show them around. I take them in because I know where, you know, once you go, you know your way around and stuff. Yeah, definitely. Temples and tombs.
What's it like, bro?
You talking about Egypt?
Yeah, when you go inside the pyramid, like, what does that feel like?
Inside. Man, it's a good, even before you get inside, when you facing that pyramid in person, you like, man, I'm really here. You know what I'm saying? You could feel the energy. You know what I'm saying? But once you actually walk up on it, you know, because it's like we could see downtown, you know, we might be on 55th or 79th and we could see downtown, but
right.
then when you get down up on it, you on the square and you looking up like, man, these built, you know what I'm saying? It's like that, but even greater, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, like they built that, you know what I'm saying, thousands of years ago, minus the technology and minus the dump trucks and the cranes and all of that. Then when you go inside, you realize how big they are too, because it's not like you just walk in and walk out. Like you, it's a nice little workout to walk inside of a pyramid. Like you might, you'll be sweating, you know.
That's
and then you
so
see some
good,
of the most
bro.
Beautiful artwork, you know, some of the most beautiful artwork and colors, and you know.
That's a thousands of years, bro.
Yeah, definitely. They still they still discovering stuff. They just discovered some stuff recently. They just opened up another pyramid in Cairo. I think it's the biggest the biggest pyramid of, you know, Egyptology, like of Egyptian artifacts in the world. You know, so they just that's all new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not the stuff that people been seeing for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. This is all new stuff.
You ever thought about burying anything for the future?
Oh, like a time capsule?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I try to collect different things. I haven't thought about burying it, but I try to think about who I'm going to leave this with or leave that with. I got a lot. I don't have children, but I have a lot of nieces and nephews, so I try to collect different things and bring them things back so they can get a piece of that, you know, that culture, and then maybe they want to travel the world themselves one day, you know?
That's dope, man. Hold on. Let me get my co-host in on the line. What's good, bro?
Yo, peace. What's good, man?
All right, man.
How you feeling, King?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Peace, brother. How you, man?
All is well.
Nigga, sound depressed. Anyway, man, that's the plug. The plug. Welcome to, you know, let's welcome Camp Cleveland to the family, bro.
That's a definite, man.
That's a definite. Hey, apparently, he's not feeling so hot today, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, he'll be all right. You know, hit me up if you need to. You already know what up, bro. Where was we at, man? Damn. So you go to the pyramids. You come out. Are you different after you come out, or is it just another experience on a long list?
Well, yeah, man. You're going to constantly get hit with stuff because, it, like I say, Egypt is so much of it. It's not like it's, you're going to go all the way to Egypt and see one thing. Like, that stuff is – they was working hard, man. So you're going to see one pyramid, then you're going to go into another – because, say, like, you might go to the Valley of the Kings, and you're going to be blown away by that. You're going to see, you know, King Tut, and then you gonna, then you got to go to the Valley of the Queens. You're going to see Nefertari and Nefertiti. Then you got to go to – Hatshepsut's temple and the temple of Luxor, the temple of Karnak. So you just going to be constant. It's going to be like more of an overwhelming feeling because hey, a person might go to Egypt and their bucket list might be, okay, I want to see the Sphinx and the pyramid. That's like two things.
Right.
But you're going to see like 100 things. You feel me?
And you say you do the tours, back. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I took a
How often
to
are you doing
in August. All year round. You could go any time of the year. Egypt specifically, I went to Egypt in last August and I took a group, not this August that just passed, but 2018. It was about three or four people and we had a great time, man. It's just for men, women, children, anybody can come, you know, and have a great time out there. But I go all throughout the year. The dates is flexible.
Okay. All right. I feel you on that. Is there like a minimum of, you know, like how many people need to go before you'll take a tour?
Nah, man. Nah. If one person want to go, I'll ride with them. We could do it like that. I ain't going to turn nobody away. I want to take as many people as I can while I can.
Wow. That is what's up, bro. Because you realize, man, in 1,000 years, man, them niggas going to be digging us up.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
And I've always kind of thought about that and wondered, like, what would I want to leave? Now, we kind of lucky that we in this time frame in that, like we can leave a digital imprint.
Yeah.
You know, which is it really is our way of burying shit. We can just bury a lot of shit if we want to.
Right, man. It ain't no telling. You know, it seems like it's almost infinite. Like if we can constantly continue to build on the legacy, you know, plant seeds daily, take advantage of that opportunity, because it's like they're like trees and plants. This one might sprout this month, but you might have something that they ain't gonna sprout till after you gone. It might be like, say, 1,000 years later till they recover something that you did that might impact the world. You know?
And they're gonna pick up our show. And they're gonna share this shit, like I told you. You know, matter of fact, if you listen to the show tonight, man, share our shit. And if you listen to our show in 2 weeks, man, share our shit. And if you are that nigga that digs us up in 16 trillion years, first off, you are
right.
This motherfucker that ever walked the galaxy for digging up this greatness, nigga, and share our shit. Anyway.
Right.
I had to let him know sometime, bro.
Got to.
Okay, like, what's the country that was slightly disappointing?
Disappointing.
Yeah, like, come on, man, give me something to work with here, bro. I know everything
I'm
perfect. I know you've been somewhere and you was like, oh, I'm not going there again. That's horrible.
Oh no, I'm trying to think. I can't think of none where I was really disappointed, because it'd be like a whole new experience. More so, like, I'm like, damn, because it'd be a country that you may not really expect to blow you away like that, and you a golden. You
okay.
Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to say. Like, if I was disappointed, maybe probably more with the European countries, because those are always, you know, put at the highest of people list. Oh, you go to Paris, you go to London, you go to Spain and places like that. Them places, I probably don't really care if I go back or not. So I wouldn't say I was disappointed. So if you can go to those places, it's all good. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess maybe because people, like I say, so many people have pumped them up. Like, and there'd be other places like Africa and Asia and South America. Them places, you ain't going to blow you away.
Yeah, because, like, if you think about it, the old shit, that the pictures that I've seen of Europe, it's like shit that realistically can be built today.
Mm-hmm.
Like the shit that they got down, you know, in South America and Africa. No, bro, you're not building that today.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to.
Yeah, man. They got some stuff down there that you're going to love, man. And like I said, and even the vibe is different, because, like, when you go to Europe, like, America is an extension of Europe. You know, the settlers came from England and Spain and
mm-hmm.
France. So when you go, it's not really like a real culture shock. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, okay, they don't speak English in some parts, or it might be a little different, but you see a lot of the same similar stuff, like going to Canada, kinda, you know.
Right.
But if you go to, like, Kenya or South Africa or Cape Verde or Ethiopia, it's going to be like a completely different lifestyle, and you're going to have to take everything in.
Mm. And see, that's, you know, it's tough for me, you know, like, I'm such a routine person,
mm-hmm.
and I want to do some shit, but then I'll be like, yeah, no, not really at the last minute.
Yeah, I can understand that. Say, like, a tip for people I could recommend is, you know, like I said, I've been to 60, so it's going to be hard to look at it from that perspective. But if you could just pick one country, one continent, and try to tap into what's going on there. So, say, if you pick South Africa, for example, you know,
mm-hmm.
just do some Wikipedia searches on their history and learn about little things that happened there. Google foods in South Africa. Maybe, you know, watch a couple movies from there. Listen to a little bit of their music. You know, they got hip hop, they got R&B, they got house music, but it's their version, you know. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
try to tap into it and learn about some of their heroes and their struggle and everything. So that way the anxiety will be down, but then also the anticipation will rise. Like, damn, I really want to go now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I can just like just picture that shit. Like the touchdown was got to be so fucking epic, especially the first time you feel like you got home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a great time the first time I went to Africa. Blown away, man.
Oh my goodness, that's got to be some epic shit. Like you just randomly meet people and just say, "Hey, I'm gonna stay with you," or like how you getting hotels? Like how you doing this? On the road.
Right. So it just, like I say, each country is different, so it depends. I try to go to the countries where I know people first, so that make it a lot easier, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, having a place to stay and worrying about money and food and getting around. And then a lot of countries, you don't know nobody, so that's why I say the research will come in. And then... You know, sometimes you
just went somewhere, bro, just by yourself to a whole new fucking country, thousands of miles away.
Oh yeah, definitely, all the time, most of them.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah, that's wild. Definitely.
You know what? Let me ask you, what about finding somebody and settling down? You don't want to do that?
Oh, on the relationship tip? No, yeah. Definitely. I'm with that for sure. I mean, but if you, the more you travel, the more options you will have. If you're a single person, you know what I'm saying? Because traveling is going to, how can I say it? It's going to adjust some of your views. So if you never left Cleveland and you like, this type of woman I like, say you got a preference and everything, if you go to a couple different countries, your preference is going to be bent out of whack because you're going to see what you're gonna see types of women that you ain't never seen before. You know what I'm saying? If you go to Brazil, you go to South Africa, you go to Ethiopia, you go to the Philippines, you're gonna have a whole different taste. I mean, you might still like what you like, but you're gonna be exposed to something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And not only just with the physical, like, okay, they wear their hair like this or whatever. The relationship that the women have with the men in that country may not be the same as here. The way that a woman may treat you in this country is not the same as here. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. How they treat you in Brazil?
Brazil, they treat you real good. They real cool. Brazilian women, they like real feminine, but they're not dependent. Like, they'll work for theirs, they'll have a job, they go to school, but at the same time, they do take pride in keeping the house clean and cooking for you and looking good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to do that shit, but that's how they raised. So it's not right or wrong, but it's what they taught. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, in Ethiopia, like, the pictures I've seen of Ethiopian women, oh my God, they are beautiful.
Right. Ethiopia, definitely, man. Ethiopian women, they gonna treat you like a king. They gonna definitely cater to you for sure. But they, you know, they big on respect too. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta do your part. They gonna have expectations from you, but you know.
That's kind of dope. Yeah, I see where you're coming with that. I still like, it's cities I wouldn't go into by myself, bro. I'm damn sure. That would be a tough one for me to do, man. Just drop me off here.
Right. Yeah, man. Drop me off wherever, man. I'm going to make my way. I'm going to make some friends. And I do music, so music has been very effective for me to break a lot of ice from it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I get around musicians, other rappers, other hip-hop artists, then it's like, okay, you cool. You one of us. You know what I'm saying? So that helps me out a lot. So maybe you have to find your knack, whatever it is you like to do. Then maybe you can get around like-minded people, but in a different country or a different city. You know, like even we're here, like, you know, you got rappers in New York, you got rappers in Atlanta, rappers in L.A., you know. But just take it to a global level. Link up with some rappers in London. Link up with some rappers in South Africa. Link up with some Brazilian rappers. Shoot a video.
That's a dope-ass show right there, bro.
Yeah.
That's a dope-ass show right there. Like we just drop a nigga off in any country. And just film you and see how you make your way, bro. I'm telling you, that would actually probably be like a fire ass show.
Man, they'd definitely be interested in that because so much go on. Little little stuff that you would probably take for granted, but if somebody from the outside, if they could see it, like, you did that, it's like, yeah, I do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just in Cuba. I was in Cuba last month. I did a video out there. I was hanging out in Havana. It went great. I had a good time, man.
How the hell did you get to Cuba?
Yeah, Southwest Airlines flew in, man. You get your visa. I got my visa in my. I went to Cuba twice. Yeah.
I thought that wasn't supposed to be going down. That changed, apparently.
Well, the way Obama had it, you know, it was mm-hmm. straight, but then right. Trump trying to change it. So it may be all the way shut down. And what he kind of did was took away, like, for people that's doing cruises and entering mm-hmm. Cuba by boat, you know what I'm saying? So if you do visit Cuba, you're not allowed to go for tourist purposes. So when you get your visa, you have to tell them you're going to support the Cuban people. And that might entail, like I said, I did a music video. So I paid a Cuban photographer. I paid a mm-hmm. Cuban dancer. We did salsa class. We paid a Cuban salsa instructor. We stayed in a apartment owned by a Cuban local. So things like that, you know, basic stuff.
Wow, that's dope as hell, though. Like, what's the exchange rate for Cuban money, though?
Well, the thing, Cuba is a unique country. As far as the money is concerned, all of the people in Cuba, they have their own currency. It's called a CUP. It's called a coup. And if you're a tourist, when you bring your money and exchange it, Cuba, they don't give you that. They give you a tourist dollar. So they do tax you. So say you bring $100 right to Cuba, American dollars, they're going to give you maybe like $90. They're going to give you a CUC. So the cost of living is still very, very low. So say like I got an Airbnb. I got a kitchen, a bathroom, shower, air condition, you know, everything all to myself. It'd be something like $10 a night.
Oh.
But if you do an Airbnb in Cleveland or New York or somewhere, you already know.
Yeah.
$100, $80.
Taxation. $10?
Yeah. Yeah. So say like here, if I can, you get you a nice place. So it say like here, in Cleveland, if I get my hair cut, wash, shampoo, lined up, razor, mustache trim, that's about $30 at least, $25, you know, and then you're tipping. You get your hair cut in Cuba at the barbershop. Right, yeah, it could be more than that, right. Yeah, depending on how far you go with it. If you go to Cuba, you get your hair cut, get all that, about $3-$4.
Oh, my goodness, wow. And hold on, bro, let me get my brother on the line, man. Knowledge point a lot, man. It's just... He's the one with the fire intros, man. I can't even say anything when I try to get him on. What's on, bro? I mean, what's up, bro? I'm tripping. What's good, G?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, what's
up,
man? Hey, man, I'm just checking in with the traveling man. You know what I'm saying? Traveling in foreign countries over there, man. Trying to be like that when I grow up.
Man, come on with me. Boy, I'll be doing the tours, man. Come on, roll with me one time. I'll guarantee you have a good time.
Okay, so I don't know if Jobs asked you, like, what's the wildest place you've been? But the contrast, the wildest place versus the wackest place you've been there.
You said the wildest?
Yeah, the wildest and the wackest, like some shit you could have did without. Like, damn, why did I do that?
Now, when you say wild, like, you mean like crime or?
I don't need to know. I don't even know what happened out there, motherfucker. I'm just saying, like, what's one of the spots you went to?
I'm thinking,
like wild, like it was a bomb ass spot. Like, everything was working. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about somebody being held hostage nowhere. I don't need to go nowhere like that.
right. No. I got you. You say wild. I'm thinking like, you know, some street type stuff. But no, wild, like just having fun, a lively spot, just having a good time all the way around. Brazil is like that. Cuba is like that.
Cuba?
Cuba, dope. For sure. Dominican Republic is like that. Africa got some spots that I say South Africa. Cape Verde is like that. And some real, real cool spots. And now you said like some wax spots. Like I said, I wouldn't say none of them is, I wouldn't say they whack, but it's just, the more that it's like America, like it's really, really like America, then that's probably the least likely that I would rock with it. Either that or some spots that's like real, real strict. Like if you get more towards like the Middle East, like they got countries like you can't hold hands. Like if you with a woman, like you can't hug them, you can't kiss them, you can't, you know what I'm saying? No public affection. You can't like, you know what I'm saying? Drink. You can't do a lot of stuff. They got like a lot of real strict laws. So it just depends. But not all of them is like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying it just in general, it's some places like that that might be real strict, but they still, you still can have a good time. You still can have a good experience. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And like, who teaches, like, say you go to one of those countries, like who shows you the ropes so that you don't fuck around and end up in prison?
Man, shit, I'll be having to show myself if I don't know nobody there. But I mean, what I try to do is do my research before I go. And the way you carry yourself, you know, that go a long way, man. It's like, if you go somewhere and you minding your business, you ain't bothering nobody, you should be good. I mean, they got shows like Locked Up Abroad or, you know, movies like Taken. Like, if you going into the underworld where you trying to buy drugs or you trying to buy prostitutes or you drinking till you pass out, then you more likely to get caught up and arrested or robbed or beat up or, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, right. if you go over there and you carry yourself in a certain way, you should, you know, you're more likely to get arrested here. Like, here you can get arrested just for walking down the street, stopping frisk.
Yes,
I could be walking down the street. They be like, oh, you look like the suspect. Oh, you got to go downtown till we figure it. Like the dude that Khalif Broder in New York, he's 17. He went to jail for 4 years for stealing the book bag. So you got to worry about
that. He didn't steal.
Right, he ain't even take it. So, you know, and I'm not saying that don't happen in other countries, but I haven't experienced it. Like in a lot of other countries, the police don't patrol like they do here. Like I just left Cuba or like even certain countries, all of their police don't carry guns. Like they have like a special unit. Like say if something go down, like a bank robbery or somebody got killed, they gonna send the guns out. But if say your son autistic and he having an episode, or you and your wife arguing, or the neighbor dog shitted in your yard, the dude that come to your house, he not gonna have a bulletproof vest, a shotgun on the dashboard, a gun on the hip, just to tell you to turn your music down. You feel me?
Wow. Damn, how much
it
cost to go to Cuba?
Dynamic. When I went, I flew from Columbus, Ohio, to, I had a layover in Fort Lauderdale, and then I went to Cuba. So it was like about $350 round trip flight.
You got to be fucking kidding me, bro.
Yeah, and that's how you save a little money, because if I flew from Cleveland, it would have been a couple hundred more. So I just took the Greyhound. Maybe $15, caught the bus down to Columbus, then flew out of Columbus.
So for basically like for $500 round trip, like if you wanted to fly to Cleveland, you could.
Yeah, definitely.
So that, I'm sitting up like that's probably a more realistic trip for me initially. Is to
Cleveland. Definitely,
like,
man.
Like how long does it take?
You said how long does it take? What you mean, the flight hours?
Yeah.
Not that long, cause you gotta fly out of Florida, so Cuba is like maybe 30-45 minutes from Miami, you know, or Fort Lauderdale. So
That
flight is gonna be less than an hour. So the longest part. Now, what's gonna happen is you can whatever flight. So if you leave Cleveland, you probably gonna have a layover somewhere. So you might stop in Charlotte or Atlanta. Then go to Miami. But they have straight flights. But I travel on a budget, so it just depends. Some people don't like those long layovers. They don't want to catch the bus. They want to get directly there. So that costs more money. So it just depends.
Yeah.
But
I would have to take my wife with me, man. And she is not trying to be in no airport. Actually, I'm not either for no like 10 hours, bro.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't take that long, even with a layover. So, yeah. But like I say, so the flight from Florida to Cuba, that was going to be less than an hour.
So you just got to get down there. And then it's a lot of stuff you could do. You go on Airbnb. You could do, like, the Airbnb experiences. They got salsa classes. They got cooking classes. You know, they got the old school cars everybody loves. You could do a photo shoot. You and your wife, y'all could do a photo shoot. Y'all could go scuba diving. It's a lot of stuff. Y'all could do, you know, a lot of things and have a great
experience. Shame about the fucker. Shame about the fucker here, bro.
Right, I feel you. They got some beautiful beaches though, man. Take a couple selfies on the edges of the water then.
Right, you know, but shit, you think about it, man. Like, say it cost us $1,000 a piece, like, for travel expenses, and then another couple hundred bucks to enjoy ourselves. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, and then you know somebody that went, so I could plug you straight in. You know what I'm saying? With how to save here and there, and what's a good move and what's not. I went down there. I had to freestyle, and then I went twice. I went again. Then when I went the second time, it was so easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the language would really cripple us.
Oh yeah. Well, a lot of the tourists. Spots and the people y'all engage with, they bilingual, but the common people, they gonna mostly speak Spanish. But I speak Spanish, so I studied in DR for a semester, so my Spanish is cool. I'm able to communicate and get around.
Oh hell no, you bilingual too, huh, bro?
Yeah, man, I had to pick up on a couple languages, because you go to these different countries, you see these beautiful women, and you can't talk to them, man. That's like heartbreaking, so.
That's a hell of a motivation right there, you know. And I understand that,
top,
fully.
Man. Right. You was on here with a traveling thought, man.
What do you say? Say that again.
A traveling thought, man. Come on, bro.
And out here traveling thought, Tiano. We're wrong, man. We don't need to get in on this service, man. We need to get in on this
No, Rome ain't feeling too good today, man.
Situation we got going on over here.
Rome on the injured reserve right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he out there somewhere, you know.
So how often do you do the tours?
The tours, hey, what's up now? You can go any time of the year. The dates is flexible. I try to make it, you know, where people can, because I know people have vacation days or certain holidays they only could take off. So I make myself available.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you like that,
man,
bro.
Man, you could plan in advance. So, say, like, even if you was thinking about going to Africa 2 years from now or a year from now, you know what I'm saying? You start preparing yourself now.
So what do you do in the meantime, like when you're not traveling around the globe?
Man, I come home and, you know, I try to tighten up my property, touch down with my family, you know, and just, that's it, man.
So you just come home and chill and make money.
Yeah, man, trying to.
That's pretty dope, man. I see why you enjoy the traveling so much, man. Stress-free.
Yeah, right.
Sound calm
stress,
shit,
you though. Come back.
He sounds so cool, man. I'm like, shit.
Right. Like, I get it now. Like, man, that's a great life, man. I need to take some classes, some life classes from you, bro.
Yeah, man. It, you know, just pace yourself. If you could just go, like I said, if you take your wife, if y'all could just go maybe one place a year, and y'all just plan it in advance. So this is. What, September, if y'all want to go in June of next year, or July or August, you know what I'm saying? You want to go to Cuba or whatever. You know, y'all might buy the ticket. Say y'all buy the ticket now. Then y'all might get the Airbnb in January, February. And the cost of living is low. You're not going to need no whole bunch. You ain't going to need $1,000 in spending money. It's not like that. Because, like I told you, everything is a lot cheaper. So that way you can have everything paid off. And by the time y'all go, y'all ain't got nothing to worry about.
I wonder, are there any people from America that like, moved to Cleveland? I mean, not Cleveland, but Cuba.
Man, I've been thinking about it. I want to, man. I would. That's definitely, because I plan on moving outside of America for sure.
Africa is at the top of my list, but I would definitely live in Cuba. That's a place I could spend the rest of my life there.
Wow. And to do that, though, don't you have to give up your citizenship here?
No, you could do dual citizenship. There's a lot of Cuban Americans that go back and forth. But the thing in Cuba, like, every person in Cuba, they can go to college for free. Every person in Cuba, they can go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? So they get it's pros and cons, because Cuba is like going back into time a little bit because their cars is mostly from like the 1950s. So you see old school cars all day, you know, and even like some of the black men, like remember like how Malcolm X hair was before he joined the Nation of Islam, it was like straight and slick back.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of them still wear their hair like that. You know, a lot of the buildings are still old. So cosmetically, for a lot of people, they may not be able to digest it, especially if they haven't been to a lot of different countries. So that might keep people from being like, I wouldn't want to live here. But the way of life, you know, the quality of life is a lot better. It's a lot safer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would really be scared to fuck up in Cuba. I'm not going to lie.
Scared of what? What you mean? Like going to jail?
Hell yeah.
No, that's here, shit. They gonna lock you up for nothing. This would be
well, they would lock you up for nothing here, but like it, at least I can communicate.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna do you like, cause in Cuba their prison system don't make them money, so they don't even have an incentive to ride around and lock up everybody they can. Here they do. You feel me? Like we gonna make some money, whether you did it or not. It don't matter, cause we gonna get the money. You feel me? So that's like a crooked situation.
I didn't think about it like that, but yeah, you're right. You know,
that would be
a beautiful place to go. Just based off the pictures I've seen, and I'm cool with the old shit to an extent. They got Wi-Fi.
Now, see, that's something else. Like the internet, they just like made it public like in the last year or two, so that's something new. So when you go to Cuba, they don't have Wi-Fi everywhere. Like they have like here, like how we have parks, that's where they had a Wi-Fi at. So everybody that want to use the internet, unless you like in college or something, you on the university or something, but just a regular general person, you have to go to one of these parks. And you, when you go to one of the parks, you'll see a whole bunch of people on their phone. You see kids playing and stuff. You see a whole bunch of people sitting down on their phones. They using the internet. It's like a little tower, and you gotta buy these little cards. They like scratch off like little lottery ticket looking things, and you buy them. You put the number in. Then you might get internet for like say an hour or 5 hours or 10 hours.
Wow,
so you don't see a lot of Cubans on like Instagram and Facebook. They on there, but I'm just saying, not like how we are. Like that's a part of our life and our culture. Like they leaving their house just to go check their messages. So they're gonna get back to life.
That's actually, I can see the pros and cons in that.
Definitely, like, bruh. I'm telling you.
You know, like there's actually like, even as you know, like as addicted to my phone as I am, like, that I could see how not being addicted to my phone is a good thing. You feel me? You know?
Yeah, man. It's refreshing. You know what I'm saying? When I came, I ain't want to come back, man.
So you can still text people, though, right?
Well, yeah, but you got to have, Wi-Fi.
To text?
You can't text. Let me tell you that. You can't text. You got to have like an app, like you could use Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or Viber, or message them through like Instagram, but like a SMS text. No.
Wow, that's crazy. Like what? Like where are they getting their phones from? Are they still on flip phones? And I'm sorry, man, I'm so obsessed with Cuba, but I'm intrigued, man. You have really opened up my mind on some shit.
Well, no, okay, no, the Cubans, they got phones. They got, like, smartphones, but I'm saying for us, for visitors. Now, they got, like data and stuff where they can, like I say, they can message and stuff. They can message amongst each other, but, like, you trying to message internationally, then, nah. It's kind of, it's different, but it's the same. Like, they can talk and message each other wherever they at. So if they at the mall or they at home, they can call. And, like, I had met some people. Like, I met some people out there, and I get their numbers and stuff. I have to call them from like a landline. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if I had a
Cuban
cell phone from there, yeah, then I would be able to do that. But not from here, nah.
I mean, hell, shit, it's got to be cheap.
Yeah. Most of the stuff is not expensive. But some stuff is expensive. It'd be like imports and stuff. So say like a can of Pringles or something. You could go to maybe the dollar store, the tall can. It might be like $1.50, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But out there, something like that would be like $4.
Oh.
A can of Pringles, because it's an American import type thing. But like the other day I went to get some chicken curry. That's like $12-$13. But out there, you would get a whole plate of rice. You get the chicken curry. You get some beans. You get some like some vegetables, like $2.50, $3.
Oh, wow, man! I wonder where I could work down there. That just sounds fucking dope. Do you
right,
smoke?
Right.
Do you smoke?
No, I try not to.
Okay. I don't know
if it's legal down there.
Need to know, you know, like, I need to know that situation, man. Like, and where's the best fire?
You just have to go, man. Doctors Without Borders, man. Nurses Without Borders or whatever the hell. Shit, you got some skills, man.
Actually, that would be pretty dope, you know, to actually, like, because they got actually one of the best medical schools, like, anywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
Yeah, that's the thing. They medical system, it ain't no joke. Cause they got vaccines for lung cancer. You won't even get lung cancer because they so advanced. But a lot of Americans go down there to try to. It's illegal, but a lot of Americans try to go down there and get some medical treatment in Cuba. And they have a program where African Americans and I think it's African Americans and Latino Americans, they can go to medical school in Cuba for free.
Word?
Yeah, definitely.
I did not know that. So you just show up and then look at your skin and be like, all right, bro, you start Monday.
I mean, it's a process, but it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't know, you don't know. So
I did not. How do you find out about that?
Man, before I went to Cuba, I just looked up a whole bunch of stuff and the positive things, because we know the negative stuff. So I just look up all the positive things, look up their history, look up their heroes, look up their laws and local news and see what's going on.
All right, what's the best outside of the pyramids in Africa? What would be a couple more of your favorite historical treasures?
Well, you definitely got to put Ethiopia on there. They got some of the oldest churches, if not the oldest churches in the world. You know, they got supposed to have the covenant of the ark. A lot of biblical history is down there. You know what I'm saying? So that's older than Egypt. But, you know, that's a place that I would recommend if you like a history buff, and if you into culture and dancing and music and food, you know, trying something else, I would definitely recommend Ethiopia. Kenya is nice. I've been to about 11 African countries. South Africa is dope. Like I said, you have fun down there, and it's a lot of history. Cape Verde is dope. It's more laid back. It's more like a Cuba vibe, but even more laid back. You know, so Senegal is dope. That's on the west side.
They
have a lot of the slave dungeons and the slave castles. You hear people talk about the door of no return when Obama went to the slave portal. Yeah, that's in Senegal. Senegal have the tallest statue in Africa. The African Renaissance monument is in Senegal. Senegal also, they also have the largest museum on African civilization. So if you're really into that, you know, you can learn a lot there. They got the wrestling, Senegalese wrestling. That's real popular, you know.
I think I've seen that, too. Like, them dudes ain't no joke. Well, not sure how, but I just happened to come across that, and them dudes ain't no joke. You know, oh, actually looking up questions for the Conscious Olympics. Like, that's a little game that we came up with, and I don't want to minimize it, but basically it's Jeopardy for Black folks. So we're going to do it this month, and we usually give about $100 away, unless we do it live. But I was coming up with some questions, you know, and I was doing sports, and I believe that was one of the sports I came across was the wrestler from Senegal. And so I kind of looked up some shit. It actually was kind of interesting. You know, but like, I definitely Ethiopia. Like, are you talking about that church? Does it look like, if I remember correctly, kind of look like a cross, but in the ground?
Yeah, you talking about Lalibela? Yeah, they made them out of like a solid piece of stone. They didn't build it; they just like carved it, and it's nice, man.
How do you get down to it?
Hello.
Like, you see the pic? Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, you gotta get a guide. You gotta get guides and stuff, and they'll take you because it's like it's further out. It's more like in the it's outside the outskirts of Addis Ababa. That's the capital city, so that's like the main city. That would be like, I guess that would be like they D.C. or they New York.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those the older monuments and the older churches. You have to either drive out for several hours or you have to fly out. But they have guides and they'll take you down.
Yeah, because like the pictures that I've seen.
Might have to do a little walking, a little climbing.
Ooh.
With some steps. But it's, I mean, not like rock climbing. But it's like with the pyramids. Like I say, it's going to be a little bit of a workout. It's like you ain't going to walk into a pyramid and walk out. You might have to duck a little bit, go through a little narrow shaft, don't come out sweating.
Hey, but that would be worth it.
It's
right.
Worth it, but that's what I'm saying. It ain't just like you just gonna like art, like what I'm trying, like a church here. We okay, we're gonna walk up the steps and we're gonna walk through this door and come on out. Nah,
that's crazy though. They built this shit out of stone.
Yeah, they got a lot of stone monuments and stuff in Africa. Great Zimbabwe, and they got a lot of other stuff going on.
They got what in Zimbabwe?
Great Zimbabwe. It was like, that's more like an ancient structure. It was like a city, like a, I guess I never seen it. I mean, in person, I haven't been to Zimbabwe, but it's like a walled city. Like you ever see, like in the ancient times, it's like a circular wall and it encloses a city. They had stuff like that in Africa, but they don't show you that. They just show you the people in the huts with the spears. But they had, you know, stone structures and castles and stuff.
See, I did not know that, brother. I didn't know where they had castles in Zimbabwe. I did not know that.
Or like even on the west side, like what is that? Ghana and Nigeria. There's a lot of history over there. The Ashanti empires and stuff, they got stone structures. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to tell you about some of the stone structures that I've read about. Africa got 50 different countries, so I only been to like 10. So.
Which one is next?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to get a group to go to Ghana. Maybe in October, then October, November.
Yeah, hit me up before you go too, man. I think I told you, man. Like, I know somebody, her husband.
Right, you
tell
me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hit me up and I'll try to link you up. So you have a little love while you're over there. You know, so. But yeah, I've heard really good things about Ghana. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anything, you know, in quote unquote negative. And I know that's all they're going to try to show us is the negative shit. But.
Yeah, man.
You know, Ghana, I've never heard anything bad about. Not, I have. Ethiopia, for the most part, you know, I've heard it's just beautiful. And I've actually met some people that are from Ethiopia, and that makes a difference. Like, you can see the love for Ethiopia they have when they're talking about it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a beautiful place. They got a couple Ethiopian restaurants. So I do stuff like that. Like before I went, I try to check out the food and get into the vibe and get into the feeling, you know.
What's the music like in Ethiopia? Is it dope?
I like it. It's cool. It's probably not my favorite music, but I like it. You know, it's something different. Like I was able to see some live performances in Ethiopia when I went out there a couple of times. Like we go to different restaurants. You know, like we might have a live jazz performance or something. They'll do some traditional music, some traditional dancing. It's a very distinct sound. Like you could tell, like it's like some Ethiopian music or I say Eastern African music, like Ethiopia, Somalia, Eritrea.
And so, like, you go to a new country and you solo, like how do you navigate the monetary system? Like, how do you know where to go as far as, okay, can I the exchange rate or where do I, you know, where's the bank, that type of shit. Like, how do you get over that?
It really boils down, like, if I know I'm going to be out there by myself, then I'm going to do the research. So, like, if I get a hotel or whatever, I may correspond with them, and they may give me some information, then I Google some stuff, and I do the little, what's the little thing? You could do, like, the currency comparison. So you know, you don't want to have people ripping you off or cheating you. I haven't had that happen, but, you know, you just be prepared. Like, okay, if I give them 100 U.S. dollars, I'm supposed to get 10,000, you know, pesos or whatever, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And try to have all that stuff kind of figured out, you know what I'm saying, before I go. Because if you just touch down and try to wing it, it's going to be harder, especially if you haven't been anywhere, you know what I'm saying, or you haven't been a lot of places where I could do it now, you know what I'm saying. But
they're going to take your ass for your money. That's what they're going to do.
Right, and kind of figure out what certain things cost. Like, you might want to see, like, how much do it cost to get from the airport to the hotel? Then you go to, like, little reviews. And people might say, oh, it's $40, it's $20, you know, or whatever. Then you can kind of stick to that price range.
Man.
Somebody's like, oh, it's $100. You know it ain't $100. And you're like, I already looked it up, man. If you're an American, they think you might be rich.
Yeah, man, and I am not. Like, bruh, I'm broken in your ass. That's why I'm trying to argue over these 2 yen or whatever it is.
Right, I'm broke too, man, but I be on the budget.
Hey, that cryptocurrency shit is probably, like, a really good thing, like, going in certain countries, though. Because you ain't really got to exchange that. You know, it's the same shit. Ain't it?
Yeah, I think it's one global currency. I haven't used
right.
it, but I think, like, how we had mentioned Amsterdam, I think they got, like, a whole little city over there that use it. Like, I don't
it's crazy,
know.
Man. I fucking went to the store in Detroit this past weekend, and I go to what I'm thinking was the ATM. I slide my card up in that motherfucker, and it's not working. I'm tripping. I'm like, what the hell? I actually read the machine. It's a cryptocurrency machine. Never seen that before. Yeah, fucked my whole head up, bro. You know, they actually had an ATM as well, but I did not know that it was actually, like, to that level. That's crazy. You know, but it definitely would be helpful, especially in a country that you're just not familiar with. You know, at the very least, you can still operate and feed yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty dope. And I would like to try some different type of food, but not too crazy. You know.
Right, yeah. Straw before you walk, man. Like I said, I still stick to the basics. Like, I don't really try no new meats.
I would eat alligator.
Right. I know some people be eating that in the South, like in New Orleans and Florida.
Yeah. When we went to New Orleans, you know, like, I stood in line for it, but they took so long to get, like, a half an hour to get my dude's food together. And at that point, I'm like, no, man, I'm just going to try to eat something. You know, I'll try it again at some point. But he said it was actually pretty good.
Right. That's the people, they be saying it's pretty good, but I haven't had it yet.
Yeah, you know, like that would be one of them. But for the most part, like New Orleans, their food was pretty. It was a bit much for my palate, to say the least. But inside the country, have you done a lot of traveling?
Yeah, I've been to like 40 states, 42 states, something like that.
God damn. Okay, give me something about America that I didn't know.
Say that again.
Give me a place about America that I just didn't know. That's dope.
I don't know. I know, like, I went to, like, you've been to the West Coast. Like, Seattle was pretty cool. That's a place that most, like, people I know, they don't really check for.
Mm-hmm. I've never been there.
That's a cool place. Yeah, that's a cool place. Something different. The West Coast, like, I know a lot of people go to maybe like LA, but the Bay is real cool, like that San Francisco, Oakland area. What's some other nice spots? I went to some other spots, like, say, Albuquerque, New Mexico. That was cool. Something different. Went down there a couple of times, went to some Indian reservations.
Utah's dope. I've been there once.
I've been through there. I didn't get out there too long. I had like a little layover on the bus. It was like a mall or something around there. Right, we had walked to and got some food.
Yeah, like especially like if you into like skiing or just outdoorsy shit in general. Like Utah is a spot to be in, and the shit's like visually, it's a very beautiful state. It really is. You know, just landscaping and all that shit. Extremely beautiful state. And they leave you alone for, you know, the most part. And I didn't live there, you know, but actually my little brother did. You know, that's where he went to high school at. And, you know, he had no problems. Just pretty much leave you alone, let you do it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily. It wasn't Salt Lake. I can't remember the. I think it was Sandy City.
Okay, that's where I was at. Salt Lake. That's the only stop we had there.
Like Salt Lake, you know, Salt Lake is like the city in Utah. But you know, like there. I'm trying to think. I haven't been to 42 states though, but I've probably been to maybe like 10.
Man, that's more than most, man.
Yeah. I probably New York. Probably like if I just really had bread, I would want to stay in New York. As much shit as I talk about it, not necessarily in New York, but close enough where if I want to be bothered, I can. But far enough where I don't really have to deal with that shit. So
right,
you know. Yeah, that's only if I had the bread. I'm trying to think. Atlanta was dope 20 years ago. Today, I would not move there. Florida is beautiful until they get the hurricanes.
Right. My brother lived down there. He in Jacksonville.
He good?
Yeah, he good.
Oh, okay. All right. They got hit pretty bad, man. And we're trying to put together a little fundraiser for Sunday, man. And I'm hoping we can pull it off, my bad. Because I really would like to try to raise a little money, man. Just doing like a little 5-hour show on YouTube. And given the way that this shit went today, oh my God, I don't know if that's gonna be possible. But yeah, man, I saw the pictures of the Bahamas, man, and damn, that shit looks horrible, bruh. It looks really bad, and I feel bad for them, you know. And I guess I'm just kind of like one of those cats, man. I don't want to see nobody have to go through that type of shit, man. Certain shit, like, that I feel like I can kind of justify. Well, you didn't do X, Y, and Z, so that's why you know, but this type of shit, man, that's, you know, shit's horrible. So, my prayers definitely go out to the Bahamas. Anyway, man, I just want to thank you, bro, for chopping it up with us for a little bit, you know? Like, that's pretty dope. And if you don't know, what we're going to do is when he go to a new country, you know, he gonna give us some exclusives. You know, he going to shoot us some videos when he's there. While he here, he going to call up, you know, give us maybe a little 5-minute, you know, you've been to 42 states here. We can start there. You know, give us an audio tour of an area for 5 minutes. You know, because people need to know that black people can travel too, and that should be part of our conversations and our expectations, is that we gonna see some shit that we didn't grow up around.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you. It's been a dope conversation, man. I'm glad you had me on.
No doubt, man. I definitely appreciate you, man. Huh?
No, I said I'm definitely glad you reached out to me, man. Timing is perfect.
Oh, yeah, I was chopping. Oh, fuck. I need to call Koya, too, man. I'm glad I reached out to her, you know, and we was chopping it up about some shit, man. So we going to work on some things, bro. You know, trust and believe, you know. We ain't come this far to be stupid. Oh, what we really need to, you know, so you can put the word out around the world, is we really need somebody that's good with the live streaming shit, that can live stream our shit for us. Because I am killing us with these live streams, fucking up all the time, and I don't know how to fix it. So, if you know anybody, man, tell them. It's a family waiting on them, man. But we're going to wrap it up a little bit early, man, because I got to get some shit fixed. And shout out to Rome, man. I think you tried, bro. I understand, man. When you get sick, man, you get sick. At least you called up, man. Hey, nigga tried to Willis Reed, the show. Came in, got some applause, and they carried your ass back to the locker room. Hey, you better get your shit together by tomorrow, man. We got the water cooler coming on at 9 p.m., man. And if you ain't heard the water cooler, man, it's all topics all the time, man. And what we try to do on Thursdays is bring a little something different to our people and get them a platform where they can come on here and feel like they're not going to get disrespected, because they're not. We only got one rule, bro, you know, and that's be respectful. Next week, we got a sister pharmacist coming on, and I'm sorry, I forgot her. I don't have her name in front of me. Give me 1 second. Crystal McDuffie. And it's pretty dope that, you know, the sister's a pharmacist in and of itself, but, you know, she's going to come on and she's going to talk about hypertension in our community. You know, the effects, the ramifications, the whole thing, you know, and I mean,
yeah, I'm definitely interested in that. Health and wellness, man, that's a major issue in our community, man.
Hypertension, for sure. Absolutely. You know, and shout out to Let's Get Healthy Cleveland. That's my family. We got an event coming up September the 21st. I've been posting the flyers everywhere. It's about multiple sclerosis. And if you are from Cleveland or in Cleveland, been here for any extensive amount of time, you know who Kim Sellers is. She will be. Yeah. She will be at our event. And let me make sure I get you that information too before we get up out of here. And yeah, Joe, and shout out to Joe Cool, man. I ain't give Joe Cool no love this show, man. I'm sorry, bro. He is the other member of my skin is my sin. He's our statistician. I always fuck that word up every time I say it. All right, but Saturday, September the 21st, 2019, at Cleveland Clinic, South Point Hospital, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is 20,000 Harvard Avenue in Warrensville, 44122. Kim Sellers will be there. That is a Let's Get Healthy Cleveland event. You know, so that's a pretty good look for us. You know, so anyway, man, again, I want to thank you for coming by, bro. And, you know, man, we'll be in touch.
All right, King, most definitely.
You know, and if people, matter of fact, before we go, man, how they get in touch with you?
Oh, okay, yeah, man, if you need any information on traveling, if I can assist you in any way, or, you know, y'all interested in taking one of the tours, you can contact me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Camp Cleveland, CampCleveland. And my Instagram is Camp Cleveland. Same thing. You could call me, 216-526-5241.
You heard it from the man himself. All right, man. We out of here, man. Definitely appreciate it. Hit me up if you need anything, and let's get it popping.
All right, King.
All right. Peace. We out, fam. Y'all have a good one. My bad for the fuck up in the beginning. I'll fix that. We out.